Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast presented by Overdrive. This is Jill. Y'all, I am so excited. One, it's a short week. Two, y'all, you're not going to just be hearing my voice. This might be the last one for the time being, in which you only hear my voice, because I got big announcements coming next week that I'm very, very, very excited to share with you all. But until then, you just have me. Today's episode is it's from the archives. We got a Throwback Thursday, partly because it's a short week because of the holiday on Monday, and I did not have my act together this week, so it's partly why. Just one of those weeks. It's been a lot going on behind the scenes that I can't tell you about yet, but I will be soon. Very, very, very soon. But along with that, I'm choosing this particular episode for like a Throwback Thursday. Because, you know, it's January and it is that time of year when we're just like, there's like this inundation of messages regarding new year, new you, and weight loss. And, you know, you might just not be in that place. And that's totally cool. I'm not in that place. I don't do weight loss. I don't do diet. But, you know, maybe you've like, you just don't want to do it anymore. You're like tired of it, of trying to lose weight, and you don't know what your other options are. And so this is an episode I did back over the summer, about sort of body positive books, fat liberation books, books that are sort of an alternative option, to any and all diet books or sort of any and all intentional weight loss. And this just seemed like a good time to throw it back up there on the old Professional Book Nerds Podcast for, you know, again, it's January, it's that time of year. But as I say in the intro to when this first aired, if you are like totally cool, you know, losing weight, or like that is, you know, you want to, you know, your body's your body. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But this is for those people who want to shift away from that, but need help in terms of resources or even just what that sort of looks like to kind of step away from diet culture. So you do you, friends. You do you. If you want to get a hold of the podcast, you can visit our website, professionalbooknerds.com. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at ProBookNerds. And you can email us at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. So with that, I'm going to let you re-listen to this episode of a fat positive and body positive and fat liberation and body neutrality and all that jazz. And be sure to come back next week for some very new and exciting voices. I'm super excited for you all to hear. So with that, hope you all have a lovely weekend and happy reading. Bye. Welcome. It's going to be fun. If you saw the episode for this week's episode, the title, which I've not come up with yet, so it will be a surprise for all of us. But you know the subject of today's episode. It's all about body positive and fat positive books. And this is something that is very near and dear to my heart. And I've been wanting to do an episode about this. And so here we are. Stars have aligned. First things first, when I call myself fat, which I do, I self-identify as fat. When I call myself fat, I'm not insulting myself. I'm not looking for compliments. I'm not looking for people to say, oh, no, you're not fat. No, I definitely am fat. I definitely am fat. If you see pictures of me, I'm fat. I'm a fat woman. And being a fat woman and being a fat woman who is not looking to change her body size affects the way the world sees me and in turn how I navigate the world, right? Like, fat phobia is everywhere. And part of my process, I had a, you know, I was a chronic dieter for a very, very long time. And then I quit dieting about 6 years ago. And part of my process of coming to terms with being like, I have a fat body and that's okay. I don't have to change my body. I don't have to diet. Like, it is okay to be a fat person. Part of that came from a lot of the books I'm about to talk about, which is why I'm very excited to share this with all of you. So, you're going to hear the word fat a lot in this episode, and that makes some people uncomfortable. That might make you uncomfortable, which is why I'm kind of like front-loading this intro with the word fat, because you're going to hear the word fat a lot. And part of the process of breaking down our fat phobia and the diet culture that surrounds us, part of that is understanding the word fat does not have to be an insult. It's not a bad thing to be fat. And if you think it is a bad thing to be fat, you should unpack that. But, so the word fat, but like all bodies are good. It's a neutral ground here. All bodies are good. Fat bodies are good. Thin bodies are good. All bodies are good. And we're going to talk about some books that tackle this topic, which I'm very excited about. All right. Before we get into that, though, you can go to our website, professionalbooknerds.com, for any other episodes, book things, whatever. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds. You can email us at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. I think that's everything. It's been a while since I've did a solo episode, so this should be fun. All right, let's get to it with some body positive, fat neutral books. We're going to start with two of my favorites. They're by the same author. That is Things No One Will Tell Fat Girls in Land Whale by Jess Baker. Okay, so Jess Baker, she runs the Militant Baker blog. She is lovely and wonderful. I love everything about her. She's funny and snarky and she's fat. And she's a body liberation activist. She uses that term, body liberation. And both of her books, Things No One Will Tell Fat Girls and Land Whale, are memoirs about her experiences growing up fat and navigating the world as a fat person. And reading these books these books were instrumental in my own relationship with my body and having a better understanding. Because there were definitely times where I read these books. Like, she talks about Land Whale, where she talks about, like, she went and looked at pictures of herself when she was a kid. And she's like, I was not nearly as fat as I thought I was. I've had that same experience of, like, looking at photos of myself, like, oh, okay, you weren't really fat as a kid. You just lived in a world that made you think you were fat. Fun times. Next up, we have Hunger by Roxane Gay. I love Roxane Gay. If you've listened to this podcast for any significant amount of time, you know that I adore Roxane Gay. And Hunger is her memoir and about being fat. And it is a difficult read. It is a difficult read in the fact that it's like just the topic and the way she's just so raw and honest about her experiences being fat, you know? Like, it's fine for me to sit here and be like, no, being fat's great. It's not. I mean, let me rephrase that. Being fat in a world that hates fat people is not great. And a lot of Roxane Gay's book, Hunger, sort of deals with that. And just the experiences of being in a fat body. It's so good, but it's an emotionally challenging read. It took me a while. Like, usually when it comes to Roxanne's books, I can just, like, breeze through them very quickly. In, you know, one sitting, I just get consumed by them. But with Hunger, it took me a while. I had to sort of put it down and step away. And come back to it. Because it's just... it's challenging in that way. Next up, we have The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonia Renee Taylor. If you follow Sonia Renee Taylor on Instagram or Facebook, she runs an account, The Body Is Not an Apology. And her book encourages readers to practice radical self-love. And the way of sort of doing that is by reconnecting with our minds and bodies through celebrating our collective enduring strength. And she talks a lot about how the shame we feel about our bodies is sort of indoctrinated into us in our culture, which is very true. Like, diet culture is everywhere. And if, depending on when you grew up, it was really, really bad, right? Like, I was a teenager in the early 90s, right? Like, I was a fat teenager during the Kate Moss years. Heroin chic. Fun times. That was fun. And so, with The Body's Not an Apology, you know, we are sort of encouraged to unlearn all of those things that we thought we knew about shame of our body, and then help others unlearn the same. And once we have all sort of gotten to a better place about our bodies, we can start to disrupt the systems that are put in place to oppress bodies. Whether it is medical fat phobia, whether it is, right, like clothing. Like, clothing, it's something people who are straight size or on the small fat side of things, they sort of take for granted the ability to just, like, go buy clothes in your size and have a lot of options. For a lot of larger folks, you don't have the option to go into a store. You have to buy everything online. I shop almost primarily online. First, I hate people and going out. Also, it's a pandemic. Like, I'm not going to the mall. But even in the before times, I did a lot of shopping online. And I can tell you my measurements because I have to check size charts. Because size charts, sometimes everyone's definition of, like, you know, 3X, 4X, they're all wildly wrong or, like, wildly, wildly sized smaller than they really probably should be at that. And so that's, you know, medical fat phobia, that sort of thing, the clothing industry, like, those are all systems that are in place to oppress fat bodies. And so part of Sonia Renee Taylor's book is just sort of discussing and disrupting those systems that are put in place.
And now we'll take a quick break for a word from this week's sponsor. Just like I do all my clothes shopping online, I love to be able to book appointments online too. But when it comes to healthcare, that's not always so easy. Well, I just downloaded the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/probooknerds and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available soonest today. That's ZocDoc.com/probooknerds.
we have What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat by Aubrey Gordon. Okay. This this is an Aubrey Gordon stan podcast. You may be familiar with Aubrey as the writer Your Fat Friend. She wrote anonymously for a very, very long time about being fat. And then just this year sort of publicly revealed her identity, her real name, with her book What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat. And Aubrey has always been very open and honest about the experiences of being fat and anti-fatness and the cultural attitudes and systems that are in place to deny basic needs and basic respect to fat people. She also co-hosts the podcast Maintenance Phase, which is all about diet culture and, you know, like, there's entire episodes about the BMI and episodes about Weight Watchers and episodes about keto diet and all sorts of things. So if you're going to listen to any other podcast other than the Professional Book Nerds, you should make it Maintenance Phase. Next up, Fearing the Black Body by Sabrina Strings. So a lot of people don't know this, but most of what we know, most of what our culture understands of beauty comes from this idea that white people are better than black people. Like, a lot of, like, the BMI, racist, a lot of, there's just a belief that thin people, like, thin is better, has racist roots. And in Fearing the Black Body, Sabrina Strings goes into this historical narrative ranging from the Renaissance to the present to illustrate how our perceptions of fat bodies has changed. You know, you think about, there was a period in time where being fat was seen as a good thing. It indicated wealth because you could afford food, art. Lots of fat bodies in old school art, not so much anymore. And that came from this belief that fatness was evidence of racial inferiority. And like, fat phobia has racist roots. And a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people, we don't talk enough about that, about where that comes from. This belief that thin is better is because being fat was often attributed to being black. Yeah. So, Fearing the Black Body. Fat and Queer is an anthology I've talked about before in the podcast. It's edited by Bruce Owens Grimm, Miguel M. Morales, and Tiff Joshua T.J. Ferentini. This is an anthology of queer and trans bodies. And as a fat queer person, I'm all about this book. There are some phenomenal writers. It's so good. Every story in here, the contributors are just phenomenal. They wonderful writers who just share, you know, like, open this part of their lives about being fat, about being, you know, queer, about being non-binary, about being trans, all of it. And I love this book so much. And I think, you know, if the idea of reading, like, a full book, I think what I love about anthologies is, like, it's a very small thing, right? It's these, like, small, enclosed stories all on their own that are short. You aren't committing to a full book. You know, you can read it in pieces, like, one piece from the anthology at a time. It's so good. It's so good. All right, now we're going to move into, so that's like the book suggestions that are, you know, being fat and what that's like. If you are someone who is maybe not fat and you're not really sure where you fit in, but you're tired of diet culture, I got you. We got book suggestions for that. All right, first up, I'm going to offer you Intuitive Eating by Evelyn Tribble and Elise Rush. This book was first published in 1995, and since then, it is iconic. It is a guidebook for so many of us who have left dieting behind, myself included. There's also a workbook that you can get along with it, which I also highly recommend. The framework of intuitive eating provides 10 principles that will allow you to sort of rework your relationship with food and discover a new relationship with food and a new relationship with your body. It will help you like let go of guilt that comes with eating. And again, the workbook is so good. Don't forget the workbook at that as well. Next up, we have The Fuck It Diet by Carolyn Dooner. So Carolyn is an ex-yo-yo dieter, like myself, and her book tackles the flaws of dieting and diet culture and is backed by science and offers readers just a very simple path to healing their physical, emotional, and mental relationship with food, right? It's called The Fuck It Diet. It's not a diet in that, you know, it's not going to help you lose weight, which is sort of what she's against, is like working towards intentional weight loss. And there is science in this book. There is science. If, you know, there is science. Just, we like science when it comes to body positivity and fat positive. Especially if it comes with breaking down some of the scientific myths that perpetuate about being fat. And along with that, we have The Anti-Diet by Christy Harrison. So Christy is the voice behind the popular Food Psych podcast. Okay, so if there's a podcast you listen to that's, you know, if there's like one podcast you're going to listen to that's not The Professional Book Nerds, I guess there should be two. There'll be Maintenance Phase and Food Psych. Tell them I sent you. Just kidding. They don't know who I am. And anyway, in Anti-Diet, she takes on the multi-billion-dollar diet industry. She explores the history of diet culture and how it has infiltrated the health and wellness world. And I love everything about Christy Harrison. During the, at the beginning of the pandemic, she had written a piece for, I think it was Wired, talking about how there's actually no, like the science that somehow fat people are like more likely to die from COVID, the science was a little suspect. And it's, you know, correlation is not causation. Also, go find her Wired piece. I think it was Wired. Talking about that, because again, that's something as someone who is fat in the age of COVID, it adds on a lot of other layers to being fat and living in the world. And I appreciate people like Carolyn Dooner and Christy Harrison who are traditionally thin, but speak up for fat bodies. And yeah, that's just a very small sampling of the many, many fat positive, body positive books that I have read in my life that have been instrumental in my understanding of being fat and living as a fat person and being okay being fat. If you want more recommendations, I am always more than happy to offer them. You can just email us at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com. If you have your own suggestions of books that have tackled this topic that have been important to you, feel free to share. I will always read more. Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Professional Book Nerds podcast. readers can sample and borrow the titles mentioned in today's episode on overdrive.com, and our library friends can purchase these titles in Marketplace. Professional Book Nerds is proud to be an Evergreen Podcast signature program. To learn about other Evergreen podcasts, visit evergreenpodcasts.com. Our podcast is produced, recorded, and edited by Jill Grudenwald and presented by Overdrive. To learn more, visit professionalbooknerds.com.
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes, and luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Califato, and I'm the creator of 7-Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world, all through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.